And Jess, what do you think you're doing? Your face, you look adorable. Darling, what are you doing out of bed? Oh, you're getting ready for work. You're getting ready for work. Really? I thought we agreed that you were staying home today. Why? Because you're sick. Oh, you're not sick. You're not at all sick, are you? Is that why you're shivering? Is that why you're so pale? Because you're not sick. Oh, you're absolutely fine. Okay. So you're not about to fall over. Well, hey. Okay. Just... Darling, you're not well. You're not...
Oh, you are so annoying.
Darling, all weekend you've been sick. You've been coughing and sneezing and shivering, and I've been worried sick. And also really annoyed at you. Because, oh, you're stubborn. And you keep insisting that you're not sick when you are sick. And then it's just... I want to... Oh. You're not going to work. You're not going to... Okay. How long did it take you to get here? No. Answer the question. How long did it take you to get here from the bed? Sorry, what? 28 minutes. It's 4 foot. And it took you 28 minutes. And you're not sick. Darling, you're not well enough to go to work. You're not well enough to go to...
Oh, you are so...
infuriating. You... Darling, you're allowed to be ill. You're allowed to be sick. You're just... Oh, you're not sick. You're not ill. You're fine. You're absolutely fine. My mistake. I'll just let you get dressed. No, I'll just stay right here. Not because you're ill, because you're not. You are perfectly fine. I just like watching you get dressed. You know, I'm a little bit of a pervert like that. So, feel free to get changed, just, you know. What? You can't do it while I'm watching. Okay, I will turn my back and you can just get dressed and then we'll have breakfast. A nice big breakfast. How about a full English? Sausages and bacon and eggs and... Sorry, what? Oh, you don't... Are you okay? No, you just... made a funny sound like you were feeling a bit sick. But you're not sick. You're absolutely fine. Okay, so you don't want full English. How about pancakes with syrup and... Sorry? What? What's wrong? What are you doing down there? Oh, are you getting your shoes? Well, you must be getting your shoes otherwise. Your only explanation is that you fell over because you're ill. Oh, God's sakes, come here. Stop it. Let me help you up. Let me help you to the bed. Okay? Just lay down. Just... You're ill. You are sick. And... No. Darling... Look, you are adorable. You are sweet. You're lovely. But you are the worst ill person I have ever met. You're stubborn. You're bullshit. You're just... You're ill. Just stop fighting. Oh. How do you do that? One moment you're all aggravating and now you're all pouty and adorable and... Yes, you are. You're sick. You finally admit it. Just... Darling, you can barely walk. It's actually very impressive that you made it to the wardrobe. Even though it did take you 28 minutes. How did you actually think you were going to get to work? I love you. But darling, you're allowed to be ill. It's not a bad thing. It's not an anything. It's just, you're sick. You need to take it easy. You need to have a lazy day. You need to let me take care of you. You don't want to be a bother. You're not a bother. You're the complete opposite. Darling, I love you. I love you even though you are an absolute pain in my ass. You are an... I'm being mean. I'm being mean? Oh, you are so annoying. Whenever you get sick, it's the same. You start off all stubborn, I'm not sick, and then you get all... adorable and... Oh! I'm sorry, I was mean. Even though you deserve it. You don't deserve... I know you're ill. You're ill. You look awful. You look all washed out and... I don't mean it in a bad way... I should have just let you go to work. But no, I love you, so I... You don't look bad. You never look bad. You are gorgeous. And so very annoying. Oh, don't pout. Please don't pout. Oh, you're so adorable. And you are, oh, you are burning up. Just let me get you some orange juice. And you don't want orange juice. Would you like some tea? You don't want tea. Oh, okay, you don't have to. Okay, darling, I understand that you're ill, but you don't. Okay, I'm going to let that go because you are ill and you don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're saying. Okay, stop insulting tea. Would you like some hot chocolate? Okay, you don't want hot chocolate. What would you like? You would like some chicken soup. Of course you do. And you don't want the packet soup. No, you want my special homemade soup with the dumplings and the freshly baked bread. Oh, no, it's not a bother. It's not a bother. It's absolutely fine. I know. You don't want to be any trouble. It's just naturally trouble. I mean, no, that was mean. I'm sorry. I am going to make you soup. I have already started. The stock is... No, darling, it's going to take some time. Well, because if you want soup now, I can make it out of the back. Oh, dear. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm just reminding myself that it's only just started. she's going to get so much worse. It's just... Well, no, I'm making you soup, and I'm making the bread, and then I'll make the dumplings. Yes. Of course, darling, I know. I know you don't like being sick. I don't like you being sick. Because I worry. I worry about you. I should have just let you go to work. And what? Oh, no, I didn't say anything. I thought I heard the timer because I need to punch the bread in frustration. I mean, to knock it back. And then, why don't I just tuck you in and just let you get a little bit more comfortable? And you, of course, you can use my pillow, even though you're going to make it all sick. And it's fine. It's fine because you're ill. Just snuggle up. And is that my hoodie? You're wearing my... Oh, because it's comfortable. Infected. I am just worried about you. It's okay. You can wear my hoodie. You can cuddle up. Oh, did you just get snot on it? No, do my pillow. Just. I am just going to... Oh, you want some tea? You want some tea. You insulted tea, but you want some tea now, which is perfectly fine. I will go and make you some tea with lemon and honey. Yes, I will use the expensive honey. And of course, darling, because you're ill. And it's only 8:30. Oh, it's only 8:30, so I'm just planning, you know, baking time for the bread. How hard can I punch that bread? I wouldn't punch the bread. It's just knocking it back. You just, you know, it's part of the process of baking. And, you know, taking out my frustration. Oh, you are awful when you're sick. I mean, it's just, you know, because you feel awful. And I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I do. And... What? You... Of course I'll read you a story. And I'll do the voices. Oh, you want a hot water bottle? And some freshly squeezed orange juice. Of course, darling. Of course. Because I love you. Sorry, what? No, the soup's not ready yet. The soup's not ready yet. But I will go and get you your tea and your orange juice and custard creams. And some custard creams, of course. And I'll be right back. Just stay in bed, snotting up my pillow and infecting my hoodie, and then just be comfortable. And I should have just let you go to work. I love you. I love you. I love you. And this isn't your fault. This is... I'm sorry, what? I infected you. How did I infect you? I will go and get your tea. Oh, and another pillow. Of course. And another pillow. Oh, and some bourbon biscuits. And some ice cream. I love you. I love you. I totally love you. And I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to look after you. And... What flavour ice? Oh, of course you want chocolate ice cream. My chocolate ice cream.
No, the soup's not ready yet.
This is going to be a long day. This is going to be...